Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we had a lot, see, where we had the mules and things, and then we had them in the lot.
Yeah. Was it fenced in?
Yeah, the lot was fenced in, and then, of course, we had the hogs in there, and then if you wanted to fatten one up or something, you'd take him and put him in a little separate pen there, but normally you let him drop, run behind the mules, because, see, golly, you didn't have all the half, and there's so much waste and other stuff that falls on the ground, and then they're droppings from your mules. If you got, well, see, like we had quite a few mules.
Hogs didn't eat that, did they?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You're kidding.
Yeah, well, see,
the droppings from the
mules, why, it had a whole lot of corn and stuff. See, a lot of stuff just passes through that it's not digested. And now, heck, you could, if you had 15 or 20 mules, you could have 7-8 hogs and then hardly feed them nothing.
God, now that.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't never heard that.
Yeah, my gosh, that's the reason people had them in the lot.
I was wondering why my grandfather always kept
hogs in the lot where they have horses or mules,
yeah,
or something. Yeah,
right.
That's why they have them in there.
Dadgum. I never knew that they eat manure from other animals.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And a hog will eat anything. I mean anything. There's just very few things that a hog won't eat. He'll eat a dead animal or anything like that.
Yeah.
They're a scavenger. I mean, they'll just eat anything.
He used to save the stuff from the table and
all those slop. And now we didn't. I don't know. I've heard of people that the colored would do it.
Yeah.
Where they wash their dishes and everything. They'd throw all that old stuff. Now, scraps I can see, but now we always, of course, we either had give the hogs or give the chickens or something like that, because there's so much of this stuff that you could, and we always had some kind of animals around.
What would you carry? You know, you'd save all this stuff and keep it in a what and carry it out there to them in a...
Well, what you call a slop jar, because we had, that's what...
Yeah.
Really, that wasn't a... well, we didn't carry it out there in a slop jar, because really we just had a bucket we'd carry it out there,
yeah,
to them. But like in room back, women would have these, what they call a slop jar, just a little kind of a bedpan or whatever you might want to say, where a woman, instead of jumping up and running to the bathroom at night, they'd have those things beside the bed and go to the bathroom in a slop jar instead of going. You never have heard of that?
No. Good grief. I'll be.
Yeah, they'd have one of those things sitting right by the bed. That's, I think back in the olden times, that's what most women did. To get up and wet at night instead of going to...
I'll be. Well, I
guess they started doing that so before they had bathrooms, see, and then it kind of held on for a while. Now I think it's... well, you know it's gone now. But I think that's what it was, just a kind of a... when the... it was... phasing over from when they didn't have bathrooms, had the outdoor privies, they had those little slop jars, what they call,
yeah,
a slop jar, and had a top, and that's what they were used for, really, more than anything. Of course, when you, also before they had the water, then when you washed your face in the wash bowl, had a pitcher there, then you'd pour that water in the slop jar, but then they were also used for,
yeah,
to go to the bathroom at night, not to really have a BM or anything, but it's, I think the wet, but of course I guess if they had the wet in the middle of, they weren't going to get up and run out there to the dog going out in the yard somewhere, they'd do most anything in that thing, I guess. I don't know.
Good grief. Well, about...
but I know women, because I never was the one for going. When I go to sleep, boy, I sleep through the night. I don't even get up and go to the bathroom during the night.
Yeah. Well... God, you done throw me off from what we were talking about. I can't remember. that made it so much fun, but that was funny. No, well, we're talking about hogs, and a little one, when it's first born, was called a...
just a little pig, and then it gets a little bigger, it's called what they call a shoal.